Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is Second Sunday of Lent. Our first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Our psalm for this Sunday is taken from Psalm 33. Our second reading is taken from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is grace gained changes your reality. Grace gained changes your reality. My brothers and sisters, let us celebrate God's generous, gracious, and gratuitous love for us. For St. Paul reminds us in the second reading that through the epiphanias appearing of Jesus, we were saved not according to our own works, but by grace, charis, through our faith in Christ Jesus. Hence, we are saved not by our own doing, for it is the gifts of God given to us before time began, but made manifest through Christ Jesus. However, in today's world, some argue that the blessings of God, like those of Abram, who became Abraham, re-echoed in the first reading are very hard to see. They concur that Abraham heard Yahweh, left his people, and followed him. Hence, he became famous, a great nation, and a dispenser of Yahweh's blessing. Having also heard and followed Yahweh like Abraham, some wonder today why they perceive only selfishness, discouragement, despondency, individualism, blurred visions, and people trapped in a culture of death. Then they ask, what is the point of worshiping God? And what is the point of living or hoping? In other words, my brothers and sisters, we feel hopeless and cannot feel God's love because that design of God through which Abraham was blessed and for which St. Paul praised the appearing of Jesus is clouded by anger, immorality, bitter political and religious polarization and hopelessness. Personally, I sometimes wonder myself whether the world would ever experience peace. I am so worried that we might not see the end of violence in the name of God, in inverted commas. And I also imagine sometimes news or news headlines not about viruses, suicide, knife crime, kidnapping, and medical mishaps, but about family love and success. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, we must ask, where is the turning point? And when and where will the stories of my reality change? My brothers, my sisters, that turning point will occur when we let go of the past. When we let go of the past, look up, focus on and appreciate the words of the psalmist of today, that the Lord is faithful and can be trusted, and that He is our help and our shield, then we will develop the courage and strength to climb the mountain as Peter, James, and John did with Jesus, to experience a glorious reality, a reality that changes our bitterness, a reality that changes our painful story. In other words, my brothers and sisters, if we listen and appreciate Yahweh's words and follow in obedience and trust like Abraham, then we will be animated to discover, to dream, to design and develop a new life story, a new beginning, a change of heart. Thus, today, my brothers and sisters, let us all ascend the mountain of the Lord with Jesus. Let us embrace His glorious reality, which He offers us every day, especially during the Eucharistic celebration. Then let us prepare a new template, a template that clears our vision, a template that changes our story, a template that offers us a new path for development. My brothers, my sisters, let us ascend that mountain, remain with Jesus, and pray and ask Him to animate us to establish a path that leads to new life, new heavens, and a new earth. If you do not change, you will remain the same. Today, ascend that mountain and change your life story. We pray and ask the Lord to bless and protect you today. We pray and ask the Lord to shield you from all harm, to protect us from the viruses, protect us from all the tempests of the night, to protect us from the arrows that fly by day. May the Lord heal us and keep us safe. We pray today for those who have died. We pray and ask the Lord to grant them eternal rest. We pray and ask the Lord to grant the doctors the graces necessary to take care of those who have been affected by the coronavirus. May the Lord protect us all. May the Lord overshadow us with His goodness, and may the Lord keep us safe through Christ our Lord. Amen. May He bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like You in all my ways. Give me Your strength. Teach me Your song, shelter me in the shadow of Your wing. For we are Your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through Your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in Your love. Create in me A clean heart, O God, let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength, teach me your song, shelter me in the shadow of your wing. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love.